It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll find out why moms-to-be in America's rural areas are increasingly having trouble finding the prenatal care they need.
First, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs released the results of a federal survey of the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King yesterday. The survey was requested by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin back in January. The report showed the home didn't meet three of 158 standards required of state veterans' nursing homes.
Caitlin Farrell has been following the allegations against the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King, and she joins us now to talk about this latest development. She's a reporter for the Capital Times. Caitlin, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs inspection found three instances where King failed to meet federal standards. What were specifically those three instances?
Sure. So there were three instances where there was a veteran there who fell from his or her bed, and the federal VA deemed that that was an instance of neglect, which is under their a larger umbrella standard of abuse. And then VA inspectors also found that staff at King then failed to update that same resident's comprehensive care plan following that fall. And then there was a lack of documentation for elevator inspections, and that has to do with national standards for fire safety, people being able to get out of the building if there was an incident of a fire. So those are the three standards that they found that the home did not meet.
So two of those three that you just mentioned were related to one resident and started with that fall from the bed. What do we know about that resident and what happened?
Sure. So the way that these reports are set up, doesn't give us the resident's name or their sex. It's just a resident who was there. It does say that the incident happened back in October and sort of goes through a series of events. The inspectors there surveyed a variety of nurse aides and staff members, also reviewed that resident's medical records, and then make a determination based on the research and interviews that they do. So, the agency maintains that the resident had a seizure or there was a muscle spasm, and so that led to a fall. But then in the report, when you look at the interviews that the inspectors did of that resident, the resident says that, he or she felt that the staff there was inattentive to his or her care and was somewhat negligent in the way that they were handling the resident in the morning. The resident also in question is a quadriplegic, and so, requires an intensive amount of care. It sort of reads as a somewhat convoluted kind of back and forth of what different people say happened. But at the end of the day, the inspectors then determined that there was a degree of negligence there on the part of staff at King.
And the issue with elevator safety inspections, do we know if this was, one round of inspections that were missed, or is this an ongoing issue?
My understanding from how I'm reading the report is that it was a round of not quite sure so much necessarily a round of inspections that were missed as that the home could not provide documentation of those inspections, the most recent ones that were required. And so, ostensibly the home could have had the inspections done and then just, didn't have the documentation to provide at the time for inspectors, but that's how it's framed in the report. So, at the time that these were needed to come around again and they asked for proof that they had been done, the home could not give that to them. So that's how that's framed.
So as we noted, this survey came out of a request by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin requesting the inspection. What prompted her to request this kind of inspection of the home?
Sure. So this is actually her second request. She had sent a letter last year to the then VA secretary, and then she sent one in January again. The one last year followed some of the reporting that I did about concerns about the level of care at the home, and then she sent another one in January after I had done another story, which was a report that another federal agency had found that the home had mishandled liquid oxygen. So there was this liquid oxygen incident that had happened there that Senator Baldwin found out about and cited that in her most recent request. And liquid oxygen, is needed for many residents, use that. But if it's mishandled, it can be very dangerous. So she was concerned about that.
And this particular survey is called a four-cause survey. What is that exactly? What does that terminology mean?
Sure. So for cause is basically a complaint-driven survey, essentially. So it's an unannounced, as I reported it in my story yesterday, it's, you know, the federal government defines it as an unannounced federal review to investigate any incidents, complaints, or deficiencies that might jeopardize the health or safety of residents at the home. So this is a kind of an additional inspection mechanism, I guess, that the federal VA can use because they already do survey state veterans' homes annually. In the home, I would imagine would have one coming up probably in June. They had one last June, and they get these surveys that are public records every year if they have inspectors come in. So this is a separate thing.
We're talking with Caitlin Farrell. She is a reporter for the Capital Times, and she has been following closely the allegations of neglect and abuse at the King Veterans Home. Now, what are you hearing from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs about this federal survey that's come out on King?
Sure. So one thing that they did note, which I did update, and I heard from them later last night, and it's updated now in my story online, but they note that regarding the incident with the resident who fell from his or her bed, they note that they did, as they are required to do, they self-reported that incident to the State Office of Quality Assurance and the federal VA when it did occur. Their spokeswoman, Carla Vigeau, said that in her statement to me last night that she, it's a privilege for them to care for the veterans that are there, and they really view these surveys and inspections as an opportunity for them to improve and get better. And, imagine too, her comment is reflecting the sentiment of the new secretary at that agency who just took office, a little over a month ago.
Mm-hmm. And what do we know about changes that might be made in the leadership at King?
Right. So there's already been several. The former Secretary John Skokus, who had been in the position for a while, he, announced his resignation in November. He left the job in January. Shortly after that, his second in command, Dan Buttery, also left. And then just last week, Sven Zimmerman took office in February, and he announced to staff at the Department of Veterans Affairs that he was reassigning the top official at King, and that's Commandant is the position who runs the home. So Commandant Jim Knight had been in the job for a while, and he's going to be reassigned to his new job is fiscal compliance auditor, and they have an open call, I believe, to bring someone new in to lead the home there.
And the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King is a state-run facility. How much jurisdiction does the federal government have over this facility?
So the VA surveys, in some sense, is the main kind of like check or mechanism of that. It is mostly the jurisdiction falls within the state because it's run by the state. But it does get, the home gets quite a bit of money from the federal government. They get per diem payments, which are sort of like cost of living, daily expense payments from the federal government each year. And they also get, depending on veterans and what, their services, they get service-connected disability payments from the federal government. So because in many cases a veteran is going to get financial benefits from the federal VA instead of the state VA, the federal VA, wants to track and see how their money is being used and spent. And I think, making sure that the money they're funneling down to the states are being spent in the right way, which is why they, they thoroughly survey the home over 158 standards to sort of make sure that, they're running properly as the federal government sends its money there.
And Caitlin, as we wrap up, what do you expect to happen next? What kind of impact might this survey have?
So, it will be interesting to see. I think that overall, I guess I can't really speak for the agency so much, but I think many people following the story are interested to see the results of the audit that the state legislature is doing. In this survey, the home met a vast majority of the standards that it was tested upon, 155 out of a 158. But I think people watching this are interested to see sort of what the audit committee, says they're doing. Governor Walker also has asked for more money in both of his budgets to, be funneled towards King. So it'll be interesting to see what those developments bring and how that shakes out. So that's sort of the next thing I'm watching.
Well, Caitlin, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Caitlin Farrell, reporter for the Capital Times. You can find a link to her piece on the results of the federal survey on the Wisconsin Veterans Home at King on the Central Time Facebook page.